our visitors tonight. And as Donald said, we're especially glad to have you with us, and we'd encourage you to follow along in your Bibles as we study. We want to begin this evening in Exodus chapter 35. Exodus chapter 35. I'd like to read a few verses concerning some requests that God gave to the children of Israel through Moses. Some commands that was given to the people that they would bring the things that they were able to bring, that they were willing to bring to supply for the work of the priest and the things for the tabernacle, the articles for the tabernacle. Not only that, but the commands he gave to them in the building, the installing of the different things within the scope of the tabernacle, and the fact that there was a job that God wanted the children of Israel to accomplish. And in order to accomplish that job, he gave them certain instructions of things that they were to do. And so one requirement was in that those who have a willing heart come and bring these things. Those who are willing come and do these things. And the ones who worked in the building and the preparation, they had certain artistic abilities to do certain things. And those that brought supplies to use for certain things, they brought what they were willing and able to supply. So God requires certain things of men. He did then and He does now. He requires of us certain things for our salvation. By faith we obey God, living in hope, knowing that He will keep His promise. But there are those requirements that He has for us to meet so that we may receive that grace and mercy that He's offered to us. In speaking to the children of Israel to accomplish this job concerning the offerings for the tabernacle and the offerings that were presented then and for the preparation of the building of the tabernacle, these people had a job to do. They had things to bring and things to be supplied. And the key in this is that they had a willing heart. And this evening I want to talk about that for a few minutes concerning their attitude. Exodus chapter 35, beginning in verse 4, Moses spoke to the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light and spices for the anointing oil and the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle, its tent, its coverings, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets. The ark and its poles with the mercy seat and the veil of the coverings. The table and its poles, all its utensils and the showbread. Also the lampstand for the light, its utensils, its lamps, and the oil for the light. The incense altar, its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, and the screen for the door of the entrance of the tabernacle. The altar of burnt offering, from it, with its bronze grating, its poles, all its utensils and the laver, and its base. The hangings of the court, its pillars, their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court. The pegs of the tabernacle, the pegs of the court and their cords. The garments of ministry for ministering in the holy place. The holy garments for Aaron the priest and the garments of his sons to minister as priest." And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Verse 21, "Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offerings for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments. They came both men and women, as many as had a willing heart." And it names the things they brought then, the things that God had required for them to bring. So this evening, for a few minutes, let's talk about the fact that here God commands the children of Israel to bring certain things. Certain ones are going to be commanded to do certain chores and perform certain duties. And what He requests of them to do that is to bring the things He asks, but also the requirement of a willing heart. Those who have a willing heart. So one lesson we learn from this evening to begin with is that it doesn't do us very much good to try to do something in the work of the Lord or for the Lord if we're not willing, if our heart is not in it. Remember this morning we talked about our heart and the importance of having our heart, and where our heart is, you know, that's where our treasure is. And so we have to have a heart that is right with God. So we need to have a willing attitude, a willing mind. I've learned in recent years, in the last several months, that there may be things in life that I think that I can't do. There may be certain things that I think that I just don't have time to do. Or perhaps I just don't think that I'm going to be able to do that because I need to be doing something else. But I've learned in that if I realize the importance and put the important things first, prioritize, if I really work on that and I'm willing to do that, then being willing to work to accomplish the goal that's the most important, then I'm going to be willing to let something else go that's less important so that I can accomplish that important task first. So that's the way it is in our life, in seeking first the kingdom of God and serving Him. If we want to go to heaven, we've got to be willing to go there. We have to have a desire to go there. And so to go to heaven, that means our focus is on heaven. That's our goal. And so to get there, we've got to focus on the things God asks us to do and be willing to do those things and put aside the things that may get in our way. It may be worldly pleasures. It may be the fun things of life. It may be the temptations of life. It may be the things that other people around us are doing that look so enjoyable that would hinder us from attending worship, perhaps, or studying our Bibles. It could be numerous things that would hinder us from doing the things we should do. So the first thing we need is a willing heart to accept what God asks. And when we accept what He asks, then that we're willing to do what He requires of us. And so being willing to do that means that we're also willing to not do some things that's going to stand in our way, that's wrong. So this evening, let's talk about a willing heart, as he talked about here in Exodus chapter 35 and verse 5. Take from among you a contribution to the Lord, whoever is of a willing heart. Most everyone that was here at Beulah this morning laid by in store. Most every Christian who assembled today anywhere that knows the Word of God and understands our responsibility to God should have laid store today with a willing heart. And God doesn't ask more of us than we're able to lay by in store monetarily, because He asks us to give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. But He wants us to give as we've been prospered, but He wants us to do it willingly. So perhaps we're prospering and we say we can give this, but if we give it grudgingly, it doesn't do any good. So we need to have that willing heart to be willing to give to God as these people did, brought things and give to God. God gave Moses these instructions concerning building the tabernacle and everything to go with it. So whomever among you that has a willing heart, so the ones that had a willing heart, they brought those things. And we see then that in bringing those things, they were obeying God. And when they heard what God was saying to them through Moses, they attached themselves to the words of Moses, and they went forward then willingly to obey and do what God asked them to do. And then because of that attitude, I'm willing to do my part. God asked for me to do this, so I'm stand ready and willing to do this, so I'm going to do my part. I'm going to take part in it. I may not be able to do what Donald can do or Barry can do. I may not be able to do what Tommy can do, but I'm able to do some things that God asked me to do. And when I'm able to do that, I must be willing to do it. And perhaps if I'm willing, I may be able to learn and grow and continue to do better. And I might be eventually able to do some of those things that Barry does. And I might be able to learn to do them well if I'm willing. So having a willing heart helps me then to be ready to take part in the work for God. Now these people who had a willing heart, they readily took part in the work. Let me get at it. Let me bring this part. Let me bring this. Let's look at Exodus chapter 35 and verse 4 and see the willing mind and how they readily participated in what God asked them to do because they had a willing heart. Verse 4. Moses spoke to the children of Israel saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded you. Take from among you an offering to the Lord, whoever is of a willing heart." So the willing heart is important, verse 35. And then look at verse 10. "All who were gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded." Those people that had a talent, they were to take part. Verse 21. "Then everyone came whose heart was stirred and everyone whose spirit was willing." And what did they do? They brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments. So they readily took part in this. Verse 22, they came both men and women, as many as had a willing heart. So for us to readily take part in the work of God, for us to readily accomplish something in the work of the Lord in the area of the church today, we need to have a willing heart and go forward and do that. Look at verse 29. And all the women whose hearts stirred with wisdom, they did what? They spun yarn. And verse 29, the children of Israel brought a freewill offering to the Lord, and all the men and women whose hearts were willing did what? Were to bring material for all kinds of work. So when we're willing to do what God asks, then we begin to take a part in doing what He asks us to do, and so we begin to accomplish something for the Lord. Now, we willingly take a part, and we do it how? I mentioned a few minutes ago, we do it according to our ability. That's what God required of the children of Israel. I want you to have a willing mind, a willing heart. I want you to be moved by my request, but I want you to do what you're able to do. I'm not going to ask you to go over here and take something from someone else and put it in your possession to come and bring. I want you to do what you have the ability to do. Look at Exodus chapter 35, verses 24 through 26. Everyone who offered an offering of silver or bronze brought the Lord's offering. And everyone with whom was found a cake of wood for any work of the service brought it. What did they do? They brought what they had. All the women who were gifted artisans spun yarn with their hands and brought what they had spun of the blue, purple, and scarlet and fine linen. So when God asks of us something, He's not going to ask of us more than we can do, but He's going to require of us what we can do. And we need to be willing to do that. Chapter 36, verses 1 and 2. And Beziel and Aholab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. And Moses called these gifted artisans in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred to come and do the work. And they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the sanctuary. So they continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. So they readily took part because they had a willingness to do so. And as they took part, they participated, what? According to their ability. You know, you and I are going to be held accountable for our abilities. And we're going to be held accountable in the day of judgment as Jesus gives the judgment scene in Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 through 30. He says, in the last day all nations will be gathered before the Son of Man and each one will come and be judged. And in that judging you see that what He requires of people is those who had the opportunity and did what they could and did what they should have and did what they knew to do. Those are the ones that were blessed. But some then had opportunity and they had the means to do it with it, seems, but they didn't do it, so they didn't fare so well. So participate according to our ability, and when we have a willing heart and we're ready to take part and we use the ability we have in accordance to God's will, what happens is a lot of good is accomplished. A lot of things get done. If Jimmy Brewer is going to lay some blocks somewhere, and he recently did quite a bit of work for our daughter when they built the house year before last, and he came over numerous times and helped them with some block work. And just recently he was back over there helping them finalize some steps that someone else had done wrong, so he came back and done some corrections on it. But now my son-in-law he'd mix a few things up for Jimmy. Somebody's got to help mix some things up, but Jimmy can do that and put it all together, and he's a pretty good builder. There's some places around here that shows what he can do with his hands with some block and brick. And he's a good mason. But the thing is, when he does that, and when he puts his talent together and someone else is helping him and using their abilities and mixing the mortar and when he puts that to work, a lot of good is accomplished. A place is built for someone to stay warm and have security. Not only that, but it looks good when you look at the presentation of the bricks and the block. So the people of the children of Israel, when God said, bring these things for the tabernacle, all of you have these abilities, come and do these things in building the tabernacle, when each one readily took a part because they were willing to do so and they participated according to their ability, much good was accomplished. Again, chapter 36, verses 4 through 7, it talks about the craftsmen that came. and everything that was done. And verse 7, then, for the material that had was sufficient for all the work to be done. Indeed, too much was brought. So when people set their minds to do what God asked them to do, when we set our minds and are willing to do it, we can accomplish a lot of good. Sometimes we talk to people perhaps, and we may talk about the church, and perhaps the number is down in some congregations, and we think about, well, and I'm guilty of this, of saying, well, you know, a lot of the people that lived in the community before, they moved away. A lot of the older members that were there, they're dead and they've gone on. And their children moved away. They've moved to Nashville and Atlanta and Birmingham and Texas, and they're no longer here. So, but what happened to the sowing of the seed to the next door neighbor, to the man that moved in the community? What happened to the giving the invitation to come to a Bible study and encourage someone? Now, all we can do is do the asking. We can't make anyone come, because if we did, it'd be wrong. But we need to be willing to at least put forth an effort to ask someone, to invite someone. And if someone accepts our invitation for a Bible study, then let's have the Bible study. We won't have more people in our Bible study classes on Sunday morning and Wednesday evening unless we ask. We have the sign up and people drive by it every day and says everyone's welcome, but sometimes a personal request will help. So we can accomplish a lot of good when we put forth our abilities and do what we can. And so when we do that, what happens is it can make a change for the better. When we do what God asks and we use our abilities, we're ready to take part, and we can accomplish a lot of good, and it makes a change for the better. We see that it did when God requested the children of Israel. They brought all these things, and before you know it, there was more material that was brought. For the material they had brought was sufficient for all the work to be done. Indeed, too much had been done. So we see that changes take place when people put their heart into things. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 21, we find that certainly when we have a change of attitude, a change of heart, and we have the willingness to do what God asks us to do and understand what He wants us to do, and we do it, we can make a change for the better. Over Luke chapter 15, beginning verse 11, there's a parable there about a certain man who had two sons. And the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of my goods that falls to me." So he divided him his livelihood. In verse 13, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country. And there he wasted his possessions in riotous or prodigal or wasteful living. He was over there, and he was hungry. He would fain have even eaten of the husk of the corn where the swine were eating, and because he was hungry. And he said, "Here I am, I'm so hungry, and look, back in my father's house, my servants are being taken care of." And so when he came to himself, he said, "I'm going to go back to my father, and I'm going to say, 'Father, I have sinned. Take me back.'" When that young man, when he got away from his father, he thought he wanted to go. And when he got away and found himself, when he came to himself and realized, "Look what kind of shape I've gotten myself in. I'm going to make a change, and I'm going to go back to the father, and I'm going to make things better for myself and the father and all things, my condition and situation." And when he went back, his father opened him with open arms. You see, when we're willing to look around and see the situation we're in and see the condition that we're in, if we're in sin and never obeyed the gospel, then we need to realize we must be baptized into Christ. If we're a Christian and we're not faithful, we need to realize the condition we're in, and we need to make that turn and go back to Father with a penitent heart and say, "I have sinned," and get forgiveness. Because a willing heart, when we come to ourselves and we're willing to do what God says and participate in what He asks us to do, then things will be accomplished, things will be better. And it happened with the children of Israel, and it can happen for us. Well, the Bible gives several examples of those who had willing hearts and willing minds. And it sets forth the principle that we need to have that today in our own life. A willing heart, as we see in Exodus chapter 35, and we're also going to see in the New Testament, if you turn to Acts chapter 10, a willing heart, if I have a willing heart and you have a willing heart, there's something we'll do. We'll take advantage of the opportunity to read the Bible, to study the Bible, to hear the Bible taught. We'll take advantage of that. Such on Sunday morning, we'll take advantage of being here at time for the services to start, to participate in that Bible study. We'll take advantage of opening up our Bibles and looking at the questions in the workbook and studying the material and preparing for that class. We'll take advantage of the opportunity to hear the Word of God. In Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 8, whenever Cornelius, he was a good man. He was a devout man, a good man. He gave alms to the people. He prayed to God always. But he needed to be saved. And these prayers went up before God. And he was told to send for Peter. And his attitude was that when Peter came to him, verses 24, 27, 33, when Peter arrived at Cornelius' house, took a few days for the word to get to Peter and him to get back to Cornelius' house. And look at what Cornelius said there in Acts chapter 10. We are all here ready. He had his family and had gathered his family and people together at his house. And when Peter came, he said, we're all here. We're here ready to listen to the things that you have to say to us. Ready to listen. Do we have a willing heart that's ready to listen to the Word of God? Ready to accept what God asks us to do? When we have a willing heart, we can learn and find out what's right by listening to what God has to say, because God is right. God's Word is true. We can learn and we can find out what to do when we have a willing heart to listen and to accept what we're hearing, and the willing heart to ask questions so we can find the answers that we need, and getting the answer from where? From the Word of God. In Acts chapter 8, verses 26 there, we see that the Ethiopian eunuch had, he was the treasurer of Queen Candace of Ethiopia. He had been up to Jerusalem for worship. And he was on the road going back. And so Philip was told to go down to the road, go south and go there. So Philip went down and he found the eunuch in his chariot. And he came up to him and he was reading from the Scripture. He was reading from the Word of God. And he asked the eunuch, he said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I unless some man guide me? And he invited him up and he got up to the chariot and they rode along. And Philip, what did he do? He began at the same Scripture and he preached unto this man. He preached unto the eunuch, Jesus. And when this man heard the Word of God, what did he do? He listened. He got the answers that he may have didn't understand before. And when he understood, he said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? There's one more thing standing in his way. And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. Thou mayest, as the King James Version says. And they went out and down into the water, and he baptized him. You see, this man, he didn't understand what he was reading, but he was willing to let someone expound unto him the Word of God to see what the prophet was talking about. And when he understood it, I'm willing and ready to take action, to do what's right, so I can receive this blood from Christ that you're telling me about. Well, when we have a willing heart, we may gladly receive the teaching and commands of God, as we should. Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 47. When Peter stood up in verse 14, according to Acts chapter 2, there in Pentecost on the day on the city of Jerusalem, he stood up and he preached to those Jews. And he preached unto them about Jesus. He told them about Jesus and who he was. And he told them about his death, and that some of you had a hand in that. And they were pricked in their hearts and said, Ben and brethren, what shall we do? And when he told them, they said, whenever they asked the question, he told them, said, what you need to do, men and brethren, since you've asked the question, what shall you do? This is what you need to do. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. You see, these Jews on that day, when they heard, they were willingly ready to do something because they were moved by it. So they gladly received the teaching commands of God. Today, when we're willing, when we get to the point that we're willing, then we'll accept what God says in terms of what to do to be saved, in terms of how to worship and when to worship and what the elements of worship are, in terms of what the work of the church is and what we need to be doing, in terms of what we're supposed to be doing as individuals, we're willing to do that. When we get to the point that we're willing to listen and say, Lord, speak. Your servant heareth. I'm ready to go. Those who have a willing heart study and obey God. Study the Bible, they obey God, they teach the Word of God. you're teaching in some way, I'm teaching in some way, we're all teaching by some kind of example. Hopefully it's a good example. When we have a willing heart, we're going to care about others and we're going to help them in the best way we can. My family has noticed in the last 3 weeks that there's a lot of people at Beulah who attend services here, members of the body of Christ, who care about us. You've shown it by your kindness, your prayers, support. When Christians do what they ought to do and willing to do it, then you see that God has a plan for His people to willing to do what He wants. I told someone this morning there, my brother passed away this week, between the visitation and the funeral, just that I know of, and there could have been more. There was South Coleman and 4th Street and Hansville and Prospect and Persimmon Grove and Wheeler's Grove and Beulah, to say the least. Christians from that many congregations in this county that I know of. And some Christians from Florida and some from Georgia came to visit to give their care and their concern. When we're willing to do what God asks us to do, we can accomplish a lot to help other people. If we have a willing heart, we're going to be busy in the work of the Lord. We may have to miss a TV program or two. We may have to make the decision that we're going to put something off so we can study. We may have to make a decision that we're not going to sit out on the deck and drink iced tea late this evening on Thursday afternoon, but we're going to take a little trip and we're going to go to the hospital and visit Anita Whaley or somebody. You see, it's what are we willing to do? Or we could say, I've had a bad day and it's hot and I'm sweaty and I just need to sit down and kick my feet off, my shoes off my feet, and I'll visit her another day. I've learned, and a lot of you've learned through the University of Hard Knocks, that we need to be willing. Because some of the times that maybe I wasn't willing, I learned better in a way that I wish I hadn't had to learn that lesson that way. If you know what I mean. Busy in the work of the Lord. When we have a willing heart, we're going to accept the Lord's invitation to obey Him. Those people, those Israelites, when they willingly accepted what God asked them to do, and they brought according to their ability, and they participated in the work, and all of them did what they were going to do, the work was accomplished. The work of the Lord will abound. The Lord invites us to follow Him. Matthew 11:28-30. There's no need for me to read that or quote that, because about every one of you in here can quote it. But you know, He stands ready to take us and accept us if we'll come on His terms. The problem is, we're the ones that has to prepare ourselves. And most of the time, we end up not accepting and receiving that invitation. It's because for some reason, we don't ever get willing ourselves. We try to hold on to something else. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. Or maybe I just don't think I'm good enough. None of us were good enough when we obeyed the gospel. But because of God's mercy and grace and His goodness, when we learned the truth, we had the opportunity, we grasped that opportunity and willingly obeyed. We have to have a willing heart. Willing and ready to obey Him. We don't need to put off being willing to accept what He asks us to do. If we haven't been baptized into Christ, then don't put it off till it's too late. In the announcements, Donald talked about a brother he's a Christian. I believe he's been a faithful Christian, but they said what? Nothing else they could do. There will come a time for us when there won't be anything else to be done in this life. It may come by accident. It may come through an illness. Life is short. And while we're able and we have the ability and the capabilities and we can think clearly, we need to be willing to accept the Lord's invitation. Well, God is willing that every one of us should hear, that all should believe and obey. He doesn't want anyone to be lost. God would have all to come to repentance. He's provided the way for us. The thing is, do we have a heart that's willing to accept that way? We have to believe, Hebrews 11 and verse 6, but without faith it's impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is. And He's a rewarder of them that obey Him. Matthew 7 and verse 21, we have to obey Him. Through faith, obey Him. Our soul is too important not to be willing to do what He asks. And that's in terms of us doing what God asks us to do as a congregation, us doing what God asks us to do as individuals, and you and I doing as individuals and our responsibility to God what we're supposed to do as an individual. Responsibility. So when should we have that willing heart? Well, I've already mentioned, we don't know how long we're going to be here, but James chapter 4 verses 13 through 15 talks about the fact that, you know, go to now, you who say today or tomorrow, we're going to such a city. Continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. For what is your life? Well, it's even a vapor that appears for a little time and vanisheth away. We need to think about the fact that life is short and it's brief and it's uncertain. So, 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2, in that one verse, he talks about the time. Behold, now is the accepted time. Be what? Behold, now, today is the day of salvation. We need to be willing to listen to God. You know, when the children of Israel listened to God, good things happened. When the people who were willing stepped up and did what God asked them to do by faith, good things happened. And good things can happen for us if we're willing to accept what God says. If you're here this evening and you're not a child of God, and you know it's time, and you understand what you need to do to become a Christian, then why not be willing to do that this evening? Because God is willing to take you as His child if you're willing to accept and come into His family on His terms. Because that's the only way we'll get there. If you're here this evening and maybe you haven't lived in the way you should, why not be willing this evening to come on His terms, confess your fault, repent of your sins, and pray to God as we pray with you. And you can be forgiven. If it's something you can correct between you and the Lord, pray to Him and correct it. And go forward. Because He's always willing. The Lord always stands willing, ready, and waiting. The problem is, sometimes we're not willing. Let's have a willing heart. Please come if we can help you as we stand and sing.